The fragile ceasefire between Pakistan and India may remain intact, but tension is far from over. The two nuclear-armed neighbors, with a long history of wars and military standoffs, are now entering a new, far more perilous phase in their relationship. Consider the post-Pulwama episode of February 2019. Despite India's airstrikes on Balakot and Pakistan's swift military response, tensions were de-escalated relatively quickly. Diplomatic ties, though briefly strained, were soon normalized. Borders remained open, and even the Indus Waters Treaty, often cited as a pressure point, was not weaponized. In fact, weeks after the military standoff, then Prime Minister Imran Khan went so far as to express a preference for Modi's re-election, believing a hardliner like him might finally resolve the deadlock. That assumption, however, was wrong. Today, the landscape is starkly different. After the Pahalgam attack, India took a series of unprecedented steps. It suspended the IWT for the first time since 1960, closed the Wagatari border, expelled military advisors, reduced diplomatic staff, and ordered all Pakistani nationals to leave the country. Pakistan responded in kind. Then came the events of May 6 and 7. In a dramatic escalation, India launched missile and drone strikes deep into Pakistani territory. For the first time, the world witnessed an exchange of missiles and drones between two nuclear powers. What made matters worse was the disinformation campaign run by Indian media. On the eve of Pakistan's counterstrike to India's so-called Operation Sindoor, Indian news outlets spread false reports, claims of Karachi port being bombed, Indian forces entering Lahore, and even the Indian flag flying over Islamabad. These fabrications were quickly debunked by international media, which confirmed that India's attempts to set a new normal had failed. Notably, the downing of advanced Rafale jets by Pakistan remains a hot topic in global defense circles, one India refuses to acknowledge, citing vaguely that losses are part of combat. The broader implications of this latest flare-up are deeply troubling. Pakistan and India appear poised for their most dangerous confrontation yet. Frustrated by setbacks and international apathy, Prime Minister Modi is doubling down on aggressive diplomacy. India has dispatched bipartisan delegations worldwide to present its narrative, while simultaneously pushing for Pakistan's diplomatic and economic isolation. One telling move came just days after the conflict, Indian External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar's visit to the Netherlands. This was no routine stopover. The Dutch have played a key role in strengthening Pakistan's maritime security, including supplying mine hunters and offshore patrol vessels. India's goal was clear: pressure the Dutch to halt such cooperation. Similar efforts are underway with Pakistan's other economic and defense partners.